Rock Island's lumber history. The town of Rock Island was made out of railroads and lumber. The heyday of lumbering operations here was from the 1860s to 1905, and Rock Islander Frederick Weyerhaeuser was a true lumber baron. In 1856, 4 years after immigrating to the United States, he took his first lumber-related job as a nut farmer in Rock Island's Mead, Smith, and Marsh soil. In 1860, he purchased a lumber mill with F.C.A. Denkman and later purchased large lumber stands in Wisconsin, organizing the Mississippi River Logging Company in 1870. Logs were lashed together and floated downriver as giant rafts that utilized oars for steering. The Rock Island riverfront of the late 19th century was characterized by hundreds of amassed logs, most of them either in this area or at the main Weyerhaeuser and Denkman operation, located about 15 blocks downriver. The lumber operation in this part of town occupied about 6 city blocks and was eventually consolidated into the Rock Island Lumber and Manufacturing Company and the Rock Island Sash and Doorworks. At your feet is the location of one of the earliest public works projects in Rock Island, the water pumping station. It was largely built through the generosity of Philander Cable, whose descendants would be instrumental in expanding the Rock Island Railroad. After a cholera epidemic, it was determined the water source should be located upriver from the sewerage of the city. The first pumping station was built here in 1882 with a 20-inch intake pipe reaching into the main channel of the river. In 1936, a comprehensive upgrade took place, resulting in the remodeled building that you see today. 3 pumps bring in about 5 million gallons of water per day through this facility to serve present municipal water needs. Today, this spot represents a significant national crossroad for bicyclists. In 2005, a bike and pedestrian bridge was added to the west side of the viaduct. It connects the city of Rock Island with the island of Rock Island and is part of the East-West Transcontinental American Discovery Trail. At this point, the American Discovery Trail intersects with Mississippi River Trail, which is being developed as a 3,000-mile path along the river, connecting its source at Lake Itzca with the Gulf of Mexico. This summer, there is a major expansion taking place at the AD Trail. The 5-foot sidewalk on Arthur Island is being replaced by a 10-foot-wide path to better accommodate bike and pedestrian traffic. Street lights will be moved from the west to the east side of the street, and a larger recreation and picnic area will be installed. Unfortunately, during construction, pedestrian traffic will not be allowed to cross to Davenport. Construction is scheduled to be completed by August the 15th.